Yo, what's up? How you doing? How you doing? I'm doing great. Beef here. Welcome to Beefs. Send me an email at beefbelow04@gmail.com. Patreon.com/Beefsplace. Today is another remix. A remake from last year. So, like I said, I used to do like these fake commercials in the beginning. It's so weird because that's just what it's. It was what all other podcasts were, so I just figured I'd do the same thing. And one of the people, the whatever you call it, the sponsors was Daniela's Fashion Sewing, which is my mom had a tailoring business when we lived outside of Baltimore called Daniela's Fashion Sewing. And that was, so I figured she wouldn't care. All right, so normies, a.k.a. noobs, peasants, the FNG, the boot, the nugget, NPCs, zombies. We've all heard these terms. It's usually for someone that's new, squares, different, someone that doesn't have your point of view necessarily, that you view as some kind of like automaton almost. You know, I heard the term normies for the first time when my buddy of mine had kind of this not so great girlfriend who's very unhappy. And I remember she said, I hate normies. Why? Because like, you see them walking around holding hands all happy. I hate them. Like, oh, you just hate happy people because you're unhappy. All right. No, I get that. I disagree. I feel the same. Sometimes everybody gets that feeling like, why is that person so happy when I'm so not? But it's not good. And then you have the opposite. You're like, oh, I'm woke. Or I'm awake. I don't really know what the right-wing term for that is. So woke is like, I'm left-wing and know what reality is. But most people that are woke actually are completely and utterly blind and willfully and not just willfully ignorant, but like willfully and intentionally ignorant to a lot of things. They're just completely blind. I'm awake. No, you're like in a trance is what you're really like. You know, you could say the part where, you know, like from Dune, Baba, the sleeper has awoken. Have you? You think? You're like 23 and you've took one sociology class and you're telling me about all these things. It's just like, my eyes can't roll into the back of my head any harder. And I'm trying to be polite, but it's hard. Now I know how some adults look at me and how older people look at me still. It'll never end. I'll be 80 and some like 90-year-olds will be like, ah, idiot. Someone that's aware, right? So like you have normies or squares that just don't really understand a certain world. But here's the thing with all of that, including like noobs. First of all, with the new thing, if you're the new guy, everybody was a new guy once. Like, give it a rest. It's not cool. It's not funny. It just makes things worse. Because now, you know, me and my friend did not get welcomed very well when we came out of flight school. It wasn't just us. It was like our whole generation of pilot. Weren't really all that well received, let's say. And the squadrons made our lives miserable. And then that has effects. You make your coworker miserable, he's going to come back at you. It's not maybe necessarily right there in your face. But maybe I don't do that cover sheet so well for you there on your section lead check that then you get revenge upon me by failing me on my first section lead check that I had to do the next day with the debt daddy for one tiny error that was specific and esoteric to that exact range. Give me a break, right? As far as like the new and then noobs, it's like at some point someone picks up Call of Duty for the first time. Stop whining. They don't hurt you. Just get your points for killing them and move on. The NPC thing's kind of funny, but, all of these things are funny. I just don't think you need to, like, dehumanize people and dehumanize groups of people. And some of y'all that know me personally are like, what is this guy talking about? There's, like, you know, I get angry in my private thing and I say things in, like, a fit of anger. But like when I stop to think, this is more along the lines of where I am. I even had a coworker actually totally agree. She goes, "We cannot work here, Nick. Nick, we can't work here. Looking around, they're all zombies. I don't want to become like one of them." And I was like, oh my God, she's right. They are. Because they just sort of were like, you know, mark time marching their way through their job, you know, doing the minimum, which is fine. But they were like all unhealthy and sort of like just dying there just to collect that good corporate money. And they all smiled and laughed at the jokes. And they're all like pretend PC when in reality, the second you got them alone, it was like, the problem with the world is fill in the blank, right? You're like, which is whatever. You can have your own opinion. I'm not. Or they like communists. You're like Marxists. You had people that were like, gluten is poison. You work for a bakery. If you really think that, you're an a-hole. Because you're poisoning people. You're a jerk. Sugar is killing people. Which I actually agree. Part of the reason I left that job is like, I don't want to sell this anymore because I realize how bad it is for people. But it's just not, and the opposite, you know, it's just not productive to, you know, kind of bag on these people. And the, as far as being the opposite of that, like I said, I think most people that consider themselves to be woke are actually as blind and asleep as almost as possible. It's like they see the world in reverse, like the almost the exact opposite of true, which is kind of a Marxist thing. You're not really aware. And here's the thing about awareness. Not everybody is interested in the same things. Like this one chick that I was talking about, she was like upset because I didn't know things about like, so you're intelligent, you're in grad school. I'm like, yeah, but I'm just not interested in this stuff. I just don't care. My father, for instance, thinks that anyone that's not interested in politics is an idiot because the original word idiota in the Greek was for someone that, like a citizen of the polis that didn't get active in politics. You're like, basically, like, you can't possibly, if you don't do this, you're dumb because then things are going to go bad for you. Right? But I can't affect it that much. And I'm interested, but just not like, I'm not all in on politics as much as I used to be. I used to really be into it. Just, you know, change. Habits change. You know, I'd love to be able to go skiing every day. I can't, so I do jiu-jitsu instead. Just because you know a lot about something, you meet someone, they don't know anything about it, doesn't make them dumb. You know, you can't be, and no one can know everything about everything. It's just not possible. Not even Sam Harris or Joe Rogan. Here's what I mean. When I was in elementary school, I would learn something that day, come home and talk to my mom about it or my dad or both. And when they didn't know about it, I'd be like, I would sit there and I wouldn't say it to them because I'd get punched in the face if I did. And I don't mean that figuratively. Well, okay, so not the face, but the skull. Head, let's head, but not the face, a head. I would think they were just idiots. Like, you dummies don't know this thing I just learned today. Ha! And kids are like that. I remember my nephews one time. It was like the last straw of me not being able to tolerate them. It was like something like, I was just sitting there just trying to make small talk with them a little bit. And just like, and I couldn't remember. So I was like, what grade are you in? Like, you know what grade we're in. Everybody knows. Like, I'm not that interested in you, bro. And now I'm really not. You're just this annoying jerk that comes to my house and makes it so I have to mop up the floor extra because your parents don't watch you and don't do anything to let you run wild. Yeah, no, not thrilled. And now you're being all weird. And now you're like, they did the same thing when I didn't know some answer to some like history question. Like, oh, they were like laughing at me and their grandma. They're like, they don't know what general fought the battle, like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, seriously, guys? I know, I'm like, it's like, I could literally say to you, I've forgotten more than you know. And you're sitting here and you're laughing at me and your grandma, who, by the way, both, like, college graduates. And she did some kind of, like, hard science, like chemistry or something. Like, you guys are probably going to be less achievy than we are. So why don't you like slow your roll? You know? So overall, I just, you know, try to be nice to new people. Try not to think that just because someone doesn't know something you know about some esoteric subject you might have just learned doesn't mean they're dumb. That's my, you know, PSA, right? So I get to use the airwaves for free. That was my PSA. Moving on to higher ground. So there was a specifically women's racing league. It's kind of it's F1 related. The guy that started it, and I paraphrase, either girls can't race or there is some kind of discrimination. I don't believe the first, thus I will start a league to help women. Here's a problem with that statement. Either girls can't race or there is some kind of discrimination. Why does it have to be those two things? Why can't it be actually a little of both? Or why can't it be a third thing? Why can't it be that just girls aren't interested in racing, therefore less of them try to do it, therefore less of the ones that actually could achieve? You know what I'm saying? That's such a black and white thought. It's either they can't do it or we must be against them. Are you? You're not. Okay, most people are going to be like you. Guy that's, I can't remember his name. And I didn't write it down on this. Because when I wrote this, I knew a lot more about my little keywords here than I obviously than I do now. And I'm not doing extra research. Oh no, I'm not Googling that. Women's Racing League. Not gonna. Actually, I probably should. That'd be fun. Why don't I go ahead and give that a whirl here? Some great radio. Anyway, but that's like, you know, I've talked about that before. It's like black and white thinking, either this or that. No. How about just, it could be something else. It could be interest. There could be something in the physiology. It could be something about F1 specifically. Like women could race NASCAR, but they can't F1 because of the different, potentially physiological differences, right? Almost every other sport has a male and female, and they're all cute. Well, I take that back. They're mostly cute. Component, right? So why can't racing? All right, so there's 4, 8, 12. It's like 16. Oh, there's almost 20 of them. They are mostly attractive-ish. Diverse bunch of ladies, mostly blonde. Almost all of them have some blonde component to them. There's a Japanese woman and a German chick that's black. I always find that weird. I know it's not that weird, but always like, what? Oh, yeah, that's right. Let's see, Hungarian, Belgian, Liechtenstein, Australian, Polish. So they're from all over the place, except America, right? No! Yes, there's two Americans. Tons of British girls. There's only one Finnish girl. I find that hard to believe. She's probably going to win the whole thing. And her name is Emma Kimilainen. You could call her Kimmy, which, you know, there we go. That's who I want to win. Already have that in pocket. Again, just to reiterate that point one more time, there's no reason why there can't be third, fourth, fifth, sixth reasons why girls may not be able to be good at F1 open wheel style racing. Why is that a big deal? I really don't understand it. So last year, a girl named Jamie Chadwick, who is there again, the following year, I think the first year there weren't that many, and I think there was like six races. Is their website's more like 20 drivers, Yippers, there we go. And it was pretty close. The top two were separated by 10 points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep. So Hockenheim, someplace in Belgium, someplace in Italy, I don't recognize. Brands Hatch. That's a pretty sweet track. Actually, wow. Two places in Germany, Belgium, Netherlands, and Italia. Italy. Brands Hatch is definitely a sweet-ass track. Nope, never seen it before. Track length, 2 miles. Pretty standard. There's tons of tracks all over the place, by the way. Not just where NASCAR and F1 go. Oh my god, that's... There's this one track called Nürburgring. And it would be super fly. Cool, there's such a long straightaway. But anyway, so again, doesn't mean that it has to be one or the other. Doesn't mean they can't race. Doesn't mean there's discrimination. And it could be both. And it could be all. Usually all these kind of natural economic phenomenon don't have a single answer. They're usually multivariate. That's one of my issues with climate change. Climate change is solely due to humans. No, it's not possible. It's too complicated. It can't possibly be one variable. I don't understand. Like, are you that dumb? Have you never seen an equation that's more than just x equals? You know? 3 plus x equals 5. All right, well, why can't it be 3 plus x plus y squared plus y cubed plus x over 2? What? No, that is not possible. That can only be one variable. All right, yeah, sure. I think it's a great idea. There could be all, and there could be all kinds of biological reasons for this disparity, whether it's physical, mental, emotional. Men and women are not the same. They're not unequal in some way that women are worse. Like, oh, don't let them talk. Definitely not the same, though. I mean, the way they view relationships, the way men view the things we like, you know, men and women both like booze. Men like it more. And you always, people always say things like, you know, I'll say something like, yeah, men are stronger than women. Oh, yeah. Well, I got this one girl, like my friend Jen. She's a power lifter. She could probably lift more than you. Yeah, but that's one. We're talking about on average. We're talking about groups. Yes. And for instance, Max Verstappen's mother was a professional race car driver. And his dad was, too. It's not unheard of. It's just rare. Personally, I think the greatest variable for this is they're not into it. Girls tend to not be into cars as much as dudes. That's going to create a huge disparity how many attempt to do it. And if there's a smaller group attempting to do it, less will filter through. I don't know if there's any discrimination or not. In the modern world, at the elite levels, those people are like hyper about equality. I can't imagine there's any actual discrimination in F1. It seems to me almost impossible. In the 1960s, yeah, 80s even. But once the 90s and today, all the people at the high levels, whether it's corporate, governmental, if anything, the discrimination's the other way around. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying if there's any, that's what it would be. I doubt it. You don't see that many girls in the paddock today. They're just not, they tend not to want to do that, tend to. And there's all kinds of studies that prove this from Sweden and Norway and stuff. I'm not, if you're interested, Google Jordan Peterson, and he talks about how the psychology world has said that the more equality there is, the more men and women tend to do stereotypically men and women jobs. Now, I just explained that terribly. However, he does a better job, so look it up. But again, and I think it's great. I think they should have it. I think it's awesome. There's a WNBA. There's women's soccer. There's, I don't know if there's pro softball. But men and women don't compete in ice skating. And you could argue women are like kind of more interesting at that. Same thing in gymnastics. Like, I'd rather watch women's gymnastics. Men's gymnastics, like Giannis and... Am I asleep yet, bro? yeah, I know you're jacked, but you're like 2 feet tall. Like, okay, there we go. Let's get the ladies in here and make this interesting. Same with ice skating, tennis. I'm not saying they're better at tennis. I'm saying women's tennis is more interesting to watch because I don't know. I just feel like it's easier to follow with men's tennis, like 300 kilometer an hour, like serves. And it's like, bah, 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 boom, done. Bah, bah. Like, wah, I can't follow this. Women's, I can follow a little. And here's the thing. Women could actually be better at driving race cars than men. It's possible. It's not outside the realm of possibility. And here's why. Well, here's one reason. They're lighter. NASCAR, it doesn't matter so much. You can kind of be a tubby-dubby, and you'll be fine. Those cars are so heavy that another 20 pounds, whatever. F1, not so much. The F1 has to have a rule where they have minimum weight. The drivers plus their gear have to weigh 170 pounds because anorexia. So, that being said, a woman is naturally lighter. That's an advantage. There you go. So anyway, this guy's got some kind of hypothesis. He's going to test it, and that's pretty cool. This whole thing stirred a lot of controversy and a lot of vitriol from both feminists and whatever the opposite of that is. You know, there was a lot of like, well, the women shouldn't have their own league. They should just race with the men. Why can't they have their own league? You know, the feminist side was like, this is going to take away. It's specifically made to develop them in a place that's a little more welcoming. So, but there was a lot of like feminist left wing vitriol against it. The podcast I listen to for F1 is called Shift Plus F1. It's real fun. They're geeky and they're into video games. In fact, they're all like professional video game, like media. Like reviewers, and one guy was like a journalist for a while. I think two of them make documentaries about video games and stuff like that, which is crazy that you have a career in video gaming that isn't just playing the game. You're not even doing that. You're just writing about them. All right, making movies about them. That's, oh yeah, I wish I thought of it. Those guys had mixed feelings. Of course, there's always the, you know, why did they get their own league? Why not? Every other sport has it. Why not? And here's the thing. It costs a lot of money. And this kind of thing, like most things like this in the world, happen because some rich guy or woman wants it to and can make it happen. That's the real reason it's happening. You're like, well, it's happening because of this. No, 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 no. Stop, stop, stop. If some really wealthy guy hadn't decided to basically pay for it, it wouldn't be happening. It's as simple as that. So thank that dude, whoever it is. Let's see if we can find out who he is. Partners? Oh, this is like DT. So, wow, this is crazy. This racing league is sponsored by DTM, who we all know from listening to this podcast. That DTM is like a German, how you say, NASCAR? I'm going to have to Google them in a second when I'm done with this, too. How crazy. I got to know what the German word for that is. Come on, where is he? I mean, really, it's like one dude that decided to make this happen. Can't be that guy. It's just showing their David Coulthard. I think that's it. No. It's hard to tell. They have too many people and they're like little important people on the internet pieces of this. But yeah, one dude. Let's see, find DTM. Wow, so DTM. The official race car. Feel so raw.
Feel so raw, it's a DTM.
Come on, what does it stand for? Oh, just keep using the acronym. You DTM, you bastards. Let's try this a different way. This is one of the best words. Come on. Acronym finder. There's like hundreds. There we go. Deutsche Tourenwagen Masters. Boom. Greatest racing name ever. I'd like to also say at this moment, I'm done with chicks and cars, that Korn put out a couple good albums. Yeah. First like three or four were cool. And I know a lot of people hate that. I don't like most 90s music. When I first heard Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana in my shower freshman year before school, I thought I almost lost my mind. I was like, this is it. I can't believe it. It's like the greatest song I've ever heard. I still like that song. But that music as a whole, not all that interested. You can keep Pearl Jam. You can even keep Soundgarden for the most part. Nirvana for sure. I went back and tried to listen to the old Nirvana albums. There's a few good songs. I mean, Motley Crue albums, about the same, actually. If you take, like, Theater of Pain, there's, like, two or three good songs on that. On Girls, 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 there's maybe, like, four. Shout out to Devils. And the first two albums are great, but, like, Bleach, Nirvana's Bleach, not that great. The first four Korn albums are great. Well, after Untouchables, I would say, like, eh. And no, I don't like Limp Bizkit. Most of that 90s things makes me, like, cringe for the most part. That just pops in my head. Things that pop in your head. All right. I think I'm done talking about whatever I talked about. I can't even remember. That was like 10 minutes ago. I got to work on that short-term memory. You know, maybe I should have listened to Dare. Maybe they were right. Are they right? They couldn't have been right. That was too weird. They were too crazy. Too crazy. All right. Thanks for listening. Remember, if you want to send me an email, that's bflow04@gmail.com. Might even read your email on the podcast if it's mean enough. Patreon.com/beastplace for support. And on that note, have yourself a nice day, a good evening. Guten Tag? Question mark? See, Deutsche Tourenwagen Masters. See ya.